What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Matt Deering from the Eastside Parkways Coalition with us. Matt, welcome back.
Happy to be here, Joe. Always lovely to see your beautiful face early on a Sunday morning.
Same with you, Matt. Same with you. Or, you know, if you're listening tonight at 6 o'clock, same thing. Now, we've talked the lawsuit that has been filed by Phillips Lytle,
yes.
All right, we're going to get to that in a second, but I want to go back to something, because this week there was a hearing at the county legislature for the raises, and no one showed up. And I went back to our conversations about you going to the meetings on the Kensington Expressway and pretty much being ignored. So for the listeners, remind them what that experience was like when, you know, you went to them and you and many people voicing their displeasure with this and pretty much the state still going on with the plan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all showed up to the Science Museum. There were, I think, 2 days of meetings in the afternoon and evening, morning and evening, rather. And, you know, I get that the state, they have certain procedures with Federal Highway and the DOT up there on the dais, but they, both of the guys who were there, sat there looking at the audience completely stone-faced while we made our comments. You know, no reactions, no back and forth, no real answers to any questions that people posed, whether it was there or outside in the area where they had several different easels with, you know, diagrams and schematics and stuff like that. We went out there and, you know, tried to ask them questions, and things got a little bit heated once or twice. And eventually, after we kind of all left in frustration, we heard a raucous cheer erupt from the engineers, you know, Susan Surtedge from the DOT and the rest of the sort of cavalcade of state employees who were there with them. You know, they were pleased that they had sat out there and listened to all of us say, hey, your plan is not what we want. It's not what this community wants. And they still, you know, sort of threw their arms up in the air and popped, you know, party poppers, and there was confetti. You know, it seemed like they were having a great time because I guess they had done, as they always say, oh, we've quote unquote met our minimum obligation, which obviously by way of the legal action filed, we believe they have done nothing to meet their obligations under the law for this project.
Your thoughts on the law? So there's three lawsuits that are being filed. We had Adam Walters on Thursday to discuss it. But your thoughts of the lawsuit and really what are you hoping comes of this?
I mean, what I'm hoping comes of this is that, you know, I think the most interesting of the cases is the one about the violation of the public trust doctrine, essentially that the state legislature had to approve the seizure of public parkland to create the expressway. And the long and short of our lawyer's argument is that that never happened. Therefore, the expressway's existence itself is invalid. And the relief that they're seeking, rather, is to have the Humboldt Parkway restored. You know, that's the one that I find to be the most interesting. But, you know, I'm not an attorney. You talked about Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you, my dad, David. I may not be an attorney, but I have argued with an Ivy League educated attorney about politics since I was about 9 years old. I know the Article 78 case, it's very sort of similar to what Terry Robinson filed earlier that was dismissed initially on merely procedural grounds because he had, I guess, the court said he filed it too early. Obviously now is not too early. So I think the legal strategy is strong. You know, we wanted the DOT to do the right thing and listen to the community, go out and actually talk to them and not just implement a solution that met the political goals of, you know, specific elected officials.
Now, you and I have talked about the environmental study that still, at this point, has not been completed the way that I'm sure most people want by the DOT, right? It was kind of just enough to get the legal...
Correct. So what the DOT completed was an environmental assessment, which is a sort of lower standard than an environmental impact statement. What was obtained to legitimize them not doing a full environmental impact statement is what's called a finding of no significant impact. Now, I don't understand how you can do a four-year highway project with blasting, demolition, shutting down highways for 4 years in a disadvantaged community where people are already suffering from long-lasting health effects of this highway. I don't know how you can do all that and say that there's no significant impact. So that's what's been completed up until this point. What we, and apparently I just heard after walking in here, that the New York Civil Liberties Union has also filed their own separate case, seemingly along similar lines. They haven't met the standard, you know, when it comes to letting people know the real impacts of this. There's a lot of projections in their own data that show that, obviously, as we've been saying for a while, that pollution and thus the health effects that result from pollution will increase dramatically at either end of the what we call the toxic tunnel, because that's what it is. It turns, you know, you have a community right now that lives like a sprinkler. There's a sprinkler, like a lawn sprinkler of pollutants and emissions. And what they're going to do instead is turn either end into a fire hose. And the people in those communities are going to bear all of the negative effects. And we just don't think that's right. We also don't think it's right that this process was, you know, largely conducted in the shadows. You know, they claim that there are certain public meetings, but oftentimes what they call a stakeholder meeting is a meeting that only people on the list are invited to or able to attend. You know, there's a reason why when we have events, there's 250 people that show up. And when they have events, there's 10 people and 10 reporters. You know, this is a real grassroots movement. It's the first time in my time here in Buffalo where I've seen a truly, you know, multiracial, multi-generational. You know, our oldest active member is like 78 and our youngest is an 18-year-old. Shout outs to Kevin, 18-year-old, just is about to graduate from City Honors, got a full ride to Howard University. You've got people from the suburbs, people from the city, East Side, West Side, North Buffalo, South Buffalo. I mean, we've even managed to unite the two most polarizing figures in our Western New York political scene, Carl Palladino and India Walton, on this same issue. And I'm not saying, you know, oh, you got people on one side or another, that makes it the right idea. But when you look at it, between them, there's people on every part of the spectrum. You don't have an extremist over here, and not to say that either one of, you know, that India is an extremist in particular. She's a good friend of mine. But it's not, oh, this is an extreme populist issue. This is truly a like broad-based, universal, when Jesse Jackson talked about creating a rainbow coalition, you know, back when he ran for president. That's what this is, and it's the first time I've ever seen it here in Buffalo. And it's a great thing, and it's why I truly believe in my gut, that place below my belly button, that we're going to pull this thing off.
I'll tell you, on Thursday, we took calls for 2 hours. And we took a lot of calls. We could have probably kept on going with that topic. Not one person supports the tunnel. I mean, and even, you know, when I do talk shows, usually I'll find somebody who disagrees with me or a majority of the callers. Not one. I mean, it just shows that this tunnel, I don't know where the support is, because I, like you, I have not talked to anybody that supports the tunnel, unless it's, you know, Tim Kennedy, congressman, then state senator, I think Mayor Brown, the governor. But I have not talked to anyone in the area or anyone that's familiar with the 33.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rita says, yeah, this tunnel's a good idea.
No, and we haven't either. You know, we march in the Juneteenth parade and have a table set up. Funny enough, our table is set up right next to the Department of Transportation in the, you know, at MLK Park where the parade ends. And I walked one side of the rope line, and another member of ESP, Sherry Sherrell from We Are Women Warriors, who's done a lot of great work pounding the pavement for us in the community. We each worked the rope line on either side, and we each met one person throughout the entire parade route who supported the tunnel. Every other person was asking for stickers, signs, t-shirts. You know, we at our booth, we had, I don't know, 5-6 sheets full of people who said, yes, please, you know, here's my name, number, and address. Come put a sign in front of my house. There is no public support for this, as we've been saying ever since those public meetings. You know, I went in there and I was kind of up in the air. I had my position on it, but I didn't know what I was going to hear from other people in the room. In the room, it was overwhelmingly opposed and in favor of a full restoration. And then that's what we've seen every day we've gone out on the streets. And, you know, some people we've had to speak to more about it, you know, a lot of the misinformation that's come out of the DOT, or rather sort of cloudy information, no pun intended, about the cloud of emissions that's going to come out of either end of this thing. People have a lot of misconceptions, and as we've gone to them and shown them what the DOT has said themselves, that they won't filter the air, that pollution will get worse at either end, they said, well, why would we do this? This is $1 billion. This is what we get for more than $1 billion. You know, it feels like what I like to call another Buffalo $1 billion boondoggle. You know, we already gave 3/4 of 1 to Elon Musk and didn't get much out of it. In this, we're spending $1 billion in many ways to, you know, put a Band-Aid over a gaping wound. And we know that that doesn't heal things.
So this lawsuit, I mean, at the very least, could delay it. At the very most, could bring back the Humboldt Parkway. So where do you go, like, during this? Obviously, the legal action is happening. We, as I said, we talked to Adam Walters, and he talked about that process. But what are you hoping for, and what's the next couple of months look like for you while this is going on?
I mean, we're going to do what we've been doing, which is organizing and continuing to talk to people. You know, we're doing more and more visibility events. We're going to keep doing info sessions and keep fundraising. These lawsuits are expensive. You know, you don't get a firm like Phillips Lytle if you don't have some cash in the bank, and we do. And if anybody's interested in supporting the legal effort, you can find out how to do so at our website. That's eastsideparkwayscoalition.com. You know, Buffalo Reuse is handling the funds for us. They're a registered 501c3 nonprofit, so your donations would be tax deductible if that's a kicker for anybody. And we can also talk to you about making an anonymous donation if that's something that you'd like to do, if you know, you want to keep from running afoul of a politically influential person in your life. Yeah, so but that's our number one goal right now, is to keep raising funds. There are more legal actions that we are planning to take as well. But, you know, we know we're doing the right thing, and the best thing that we can do is let other people know what's going on, because the more people we tell, the more members that, you know, the more people come along with us. And we're happy to, we don't call them bandwagoners, we're happy to have them, you know, on the train with us.
Do you think through this lawsuit, you know, now, I mean, this is, and we talked about off the air, this is something that I just feel every time you and I bring this back up, it's louder than it was the time before, right? It just seems like when people find out, they want to get involved, especially if you're along the 33, if you're in the area, you find out, like, they're going to do what, and you want to join, and it just seems like it's getting louder and louder. Do you think it will get to a point where someone at the local level, the county level, the state level, a politician will finally speak out and say, you know what, guys, I have to say, as an elected official, I can't go along with this?
I think it will. You know, I do think, yeah, I've heard through the grapevine. Obviously, I've run for office, and I may sort of be a weird pariah among the elected officials because of, you know, my what I'll say track record of openness. But I do have friends and, you know, allies in sort of who are on the inside, and I know for a fact that a lot of people know this is a bad idea, and they just don't want to run afoul of, as you said, you know, our new congressman, or the assembly majority leader, you know, Crystal Peoples Stokes, or Kathy Hochul. And I think when you start to see these signs popping up more and more, as they are now, there are always a bunch on the Humboldt, but in the last week or 10 days, you'd be hard pressed to find a house on Humboldt Parkway without a no toxic tunnel sign. So I don't know how you're going to spend $1 billion right there when everybody's telling you they don't want the project. And if you are a politician who, say, you know, maybe thinking about making a move for the mayor's office next year, you know, I do think there's a real opportunity for you to step out and be a leader on this issue, because we've got an army and, you know, we're willing to lend our support if, you know, somebody's willing to come along with us. Because, again, you know, like, it's hard, not, you know, to do something that's unpopular with the, you know, sort of powerful class when you're afraid that they can take your head off. But, you know, if you've got a lot of supporters, like you would if you were to speak out on this issue and join our side, you know, we've done a lot of door knocking and we'll knock on some doors for you, too.
It is amazing. It is something in 2014 to have something that brings, it doesn't follow a political party line. It's not left. It's not right. It's just what people think is the right or wrong thing to do. And I think that speaks so loud that this isn't a, oh my gosh, look at all those liberals, right? It's not a liberal conservative thing. It's just, again, it's what's right and what's wrong. And I think it's kind of refreshing to see people come together, to see Western New York come together.
Absolutely.
For this.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was, you know, I was offended, but not surprised after, I think it was my first appearance on your show, Joe, where a, I'll call them a booster for, you know, Byron Brown or whatever, wrote a long screed on Facebook that said, you know, Mr. Deering believes himself to be a, quote, magical Negro who, you know, is prostrating himself in front of the white man in order to steal, you know, money from the black community. And I said, you know, if what you're saying about me is that crazy, that's how I know I'm doing something right. And it's clear that this is exactly what we talked about, Joe. It's a universal movement. It's, you know, I met with a new friend. His name is Alan a couple weeks ago, and he told me the story of his conversion from being a Methodist to becoming a Catholic in his 30s. And it reminded me of my 2 years of education at Canisius High School. Shout out to any of my Crusaders who might be listening. And we learned that the word Catholic, you know, obviously with a capital C means Catholic Church, but with a lowercase c, the word Catholic means universal. And that's a thing that's been bouncing around in my head a lot, that this is a small c Catholic or a universal thing. It appeals to whether you're a historic preservationist, whether you, you know, own property on one of these old commercial streets that were decimated largely because of the loss of traffic when the Kensington was created. You know, whether you're a person who cares about parks or walkability, you're an urbanist, you care about the environment, any of these things. It's an issue that truly has brought people together from everywhere on the political spectrum and geographically. And again, that's the biggest reason why I think we're going to be successful in our efforts, not only because it's the right thing to do, but because we've managed to sort of find everybody else who also knows that it's the right thing to do. And, you know, the politicians and the engineers, they don't have anywhere to hide anymore. You know, the curtain's been pulled back. We know the truth, and we're going to keep fighting for it, and we're going to be successful.
All right, Matt, one more time, if people want to give to the legal fund,
yes.
I guess it is.
Yes, it's www.eastsideparkwayscoalition.com. You can find our social media there. You know, you can donate any amount. A dollar helps. If you got $10,000, we'd certainly love to have it too. And you can get involved. We meet every Thursday at the Delvin Grider Community Center from 5:30 to 7:30, as long as I'm running the meetings. Otherwise, sometimes they run over a little bit. But any way you can help, spread the word, go to the website, you know, get a sign for your lawn, ask about getting a t-shirt. We got stickers and stuff that you can, you know, put on the back of your car or whatever it is. But we're going to get, you know, we're going to get this thing across the finish line. So, you know, now's a good time to jump aboard.
All right, Matt Deering from the Eastside Parkways Coalition. Matt, thanks as always, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Joe. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.